For a few minutes, the Shem Hashem. This week's parasha begins. Ve'era el Avraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov bekel shakai u'shmi Hashem loy noidati lohem. So Rashi says, "Noidati means I did not make it known to them the midas amitas shali, and for which the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is known." So Rashi, the opening part of this parasha teaches us that just on a very simple level, there are at least two names that we use to identify the Ribbono Shel Olam: the name Shin Dalet Yud and the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And of course, we know there are many more names. Okay, the Gemara says the Daf Yomi was not long ago says that there are seven. There are seven names which are Kodesh: Kel, Arachum, Chanun is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has kedusha. Elokim, Tzavakos, okay, Yud Kei Vav Kei, of course. Okay, the Gemara gives a list
Eke Asher.
Okay, so there even Ka, Kel, Elokim, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Tzavakos, Eke, and what else?
Shakai.
Very good. That's already seven names. Okay, already seven names, and then there's a Shalom about Rachel Mechanon. There are other different other names. Any event, we have over here. What exactly is the meaning, or how do we relate to these names? Or at least let's focus now on two names of Shakai. So he calls over here an idea from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Dibros Moshe, in the Dibros, not the Darash Moshe. I think he says from the Dibros Moshe. He found the Dibros Moshe a very, very fascinating, very deep idea from Rav Moshe. And he explains as follows. He says that in this world, no, it's in the Drash Maisha. He says in the Drash Maisha, Bibir, I guess in the sixth parasha. Okay, Maisha says the name Shakai, we all know, means Sh'omar Le'olamai Dai. Hashem said enough. Enough to this world. Now, what does that mean? Let's just go back to creation. Creation, Hashem created the world, Shakai. When Hashem created the world, Hashem gave a command. I want a world to be created. I want there to be heaven. I want there to be earth. I want there to be human beings and animals and vegetation and fish and v'chulu v'chulu. So the world was created, as many Mepharshim learn, slowly. It was a process. There was evolution. Okay, if you want to use that word very loosely, the world evolved. The world evolved over a period of time, over 7 days. The 7 days, the way we know it, 7 days, 24-hour periods of time, not necessarily. I think many Farshim say that a day, the time first came into existence on day four. So it could very well be that the first 3 days, or even the first 4 days, there was no such thing as time. If when we look at it, we can't even define how long it took, because time didn't exist. To say that it took that the first day was a million years, that's not correct. Because there was no time. Time first came into existence on day four. You can ask a question, what is time on day four, five, six, and seven? So was it were those 24-hour days? Or maybe day four, five, six, seven, each day, day five, was a billion years, a million years, was 1,000 years. We don't know, we have no idea. That's a debate. That's a very big debate. How do we define time in the first 7 days of creation?
But Shabbos is every 7 days.
That's how we relate to it today. Being that today we live in a world where time is defined by 24-hour periods of time. So we observe Shabbos, l'halacha, we observe a 24-hour period of time on Shabbos. But when we talk about Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Hashem created Bereishis, so there's a debate, is how long, if from our perspective, if we were there, if we could be transplanted in that period of time, and come with a watch, a stopwatch, and observe the time of the fourth day, the fifth, sixth, seventh day of creation, would it be 24-hour periods of time? Well, maybe time was different then, until Shabbos. This is something which the Rishonim talk about this. I'm not making this up, but going even a step further, you can't even enter into that discussion until time was defined. Time was first defined on day four, when Hashem put into place the heaven and put into place the sun and the moon and the orbit. So until day four, you can't go say, "Well, the first day of creation, Bereishis, Bara Elokim, Es Hashem Ve'es Aretz." Oh, that was a million years. That was 5, 10,000 years. Carbon dating, you know, you'll tell me how many years. You can't even say that because there was no such thing as time. So it's beyond our understanding. We're not even allowed to be mahar what existed at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. However, when Hashem, one thing we do have a right to say is that Hashem created the world. He put in. It was a process. It wasn't just. It doesn't seem to be, bang, big bang. In a split second, there was nothing. Yesh me'ayin. There was a process. That's the way Hashem could. He could do that. Hashem's the Kol Yachol. No one's denying that Hashem can't do that. But it's more mashma that just like we live today, everything happens slowly. There was a process, and in this process, things got better and better, developed, its form became more sophisticated, and then Hashem said it was getting so sophisticated as things were developing, the world was getting so great that it would have been much, much better than the way we know it today. See, today, in order to eat a piece of bread, you have to go out into the field, and you have to plow, and you have to plant, and you have to wait for it to rain, you have to do all these things, and then you have to get the seeds and grind, 13 different steps. The world was evolving at a pace where you wouldn't have to do that. The bread would come to you. The bread would grow in the ground, the seeds would come up, the seeds themselves would turn into flour, would mix with water, it would be baked, and the bread would have little feet, and it would come to you and come and sit on the table and be ready, and it would come into your mouth. The world was evolving in such a way where it would be unrecognizable for the benefit, for good, than when we know of it. What happened? The world truly is half-baked. Okay, you look at the world today, the world is a half-baked world. It's like you're in a factory, and you're making cars, and you have all the parts, and then the car, they have all the parts, the machines, the robots are sticking in the engine, and the tires, and all of the gadgets, and then all of a sudden there's a blackout. And the blackout, and all the machines stop working, and some people they pull off the car that's half baked off the conveyor belt, and they drag it out, and they just ad hoc they take some hammers and nails and they stick on a few things here and there, and you have a car that looks like it came out of a junkyard. That's really the world. The world is half. It's a half baked world. It's a beautiful world, but it never finished. It got frozen. Someone pulled the plug right smack in the middle. Who did that? Who would do that? Who would go shut down, turn off the lights when the world was in production? Hashem did it. Hashem smack in the middle said, "Sheomar le'olamoy die." Adkan. I don't want the car to make it to the end of the conveyor belt. I want it to stop right here. I want man, let him come along and let him put on the steering wheel, let him put on the tires, let him fill up the tires, let him have a chelik in this world. But on a deeper level, what it means is that the purpose of this world is for a person to be tested. To be tested, is there Hashem, is there not Hashem? Is there Ribbono Shel Olam or not? Bechira, should I do a mitzvah, should I do an avera? You have to have emunah. You have to make the decision. There has to be hester panim. There has to be, Hashem has to remain hidden. The world was evolving at a pace where Hashem would not have been hidden. The sophistication, the advancement of the world would have been so clear to any living creature. This is Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an understatement to say that you're retarded not to believe in Hashem. It's an understatement. What are you, denial? Of course it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why Hashem had to stop the world smack in the middle and say, die, is because there's no purpose then in this world. This world, Gesundheit, the purpose of this world is for a person to not to know this HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam. She'omar le'olamoy die. The world is in motion. Hashem puts the brakes of production in the middle. It's a very powerful idea, and this idea is also an idea in science, which scientists have yet to discover, is that not only in this world is there a creation, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create, is there a kodesh of creation, of growth and advancement, built into physics is a koyach of dai. Is a koyach in nature, dai, stop. Stop right here. in the physical world as well, which is a very advanced, very, very sophisticated concept in science, which scientists don't want to even touch. Because, what do you mean die? What do you mean stop? Nature is to go. It's to keep on going, movement. There's always going to be movement. What do you mean die? Built into nature is die? Yeah. Hashem said built into the DNA of this world is she'omar le'olam oydai. Rav Moshe takes this idea a little bit different twist of this idea. And he gives a mashal, slavery in America. He says, for how many years we're living in this world already? 5,778 years. And how many years ago did they abolish slavery? About 100, how long was the Civil War? How long?
Where?
In America.
In America.
In America.
So the mid 1800s.
1800s. What happened?
145 years ago.
145 years ago, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, he abolished slavery. What got into him? What got into Abraham Lincoln? What happened? If slaves were good for 500 years, all of a sudden, decide now it's not slavery? What's wrong with slavery? So you should know what Chavetz Chaim says, because Niskadnu Hadaris. It used to be the man as choshev. Human beings had dignity. They had integrity. They had morals. They had value. It was worthy that one man should serve another man. People who were on a lower level, it's fitting they should be a slave to a man who is of higher stature. But today, there's no man of high stature. Man has fallen to such a low. You should serve me? One man should serve another? We should serve them. Why my chaz is dam chaz samik tvei? That's why the Chavetz Chaim says that Nemela came to an end, because it's ridiculous. Why should an African American serve a white? Why is he better than the other? If you tell you that years ago there was a certain chashivas, there was dignity, there was integrity, there was honesty, human being was a human being, then it makes sense, it should be slavery. But one man should serve someone who's superior. But today no one's superior, no one's superior than anyone else. So the male just came about that it's not fair, it's not. Rav Moshe doesn't say that. Rav Moshe says that it's a very, very profound idea. He says that in this world there are certain things, experiments, which have to run its course. We all know in life, you buy a new appliance, right? You buy an appliance, you buy a washing machine. From day one, it's not what I wanted. It just doesn't work the way, it doesn't fill my needs. It's too small, it's too big, it's not what I wanted, it's not. No, let's give it a shot. Give it a chance. Maybe the washing machine will really surprise me, it will fulfill my needs. You give it a shot, another day, another month, another year, until it comes a point in time, in nature, die, atkan. We've given you a chance, we've done everything we possibly can do, that's it, atkan. It's time to turn over a new leaf. It's time to try something different. That's human nature. Rav Moshe says something very profound. Slavery was a very nice experiment for this world.
Experiment
for this world.
Nice experiment.
So much says for 5,000 years that there are people in this world that are powerful, aggressive, and domineering, and they rule with an iron fist, and they go and they enslave other people underneath them. They enslave other people. The world matured. After the world matured and they had time, the world itself, human beings themselves, amongst themselves said, die. It's enough. We've experimented with this type of society where one man serves another man. It took much longer than it should have, because power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. But everything in this world eventually runs out of steam. Everything in this world, eventually, you come to see a different perspective, and you want to give something else a different try. So therefore, slavery, it ran its course in this world, and the world, society at large, said to themselves, after enslaving one another, die. Enough.
There are 30 million slaves in the world today.
Outside of the United States, outside of the free world.
Of them here.
In America, illegally. Okay, so maybe it's not finished. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I understand. To be politically correct, it doesn't exist in America. It's illegal. It's illegal. Whatever. To be politically, you understand what I'm saying? This is the mashal he gives. Okay, you can give any mashal you want. I gave you a washing machine example. There are everything in this. In our own lives, we all know we do things. We give it a chance, and everything comes to a point in time. Die. We also say Sha'omar lo'ilamoy dai. But then there are emergencies. There are emergencies. And when there's an emergency, you don't say die. It's what he says, or Moshe says, is it's the supernatural. Supernatural is, we're not going to follow just Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei means we're not going to let it run its course. We're going to intervene and we're going to change things immediately. So the Moshe has a very profound idea. It's definitely what I won't say something totally different, just like a gummit to this chapter. But this is the very idea is that my Moshe says, Vo'ere el Avraham el Yitzhak el Yaakov bekel shakoi. My goal was, there's going to be a golus. Because that's what has to be the core habarza. How long is golus supposed to last? Yodaya teida ki ger yihye zaracha bi'eretz lelechem v'avodim v'inesem arba meo shana. Why 400 years? 400 years, you would have left Egypt. I don't know if I'm much saying this, it would have been die. It would have been a natural escape from Egypt. Egyptians maybe would have even released you. I know he says, oh, but it says, it's a kasha. Okay, he deals with that, he discusses that, he mentions that. Okay, let's for the moment put that aside. But basically, the plan was we should be in Egypt for 400 years. And at the end of 400 years, it would have been almost natural, die. Enough. We've enslaved these people for 400 years. The Jewish people also, everything in this world, in life, runs its course until it runs out of steam. And then the nail of is a natural change. That was my original plan. And that would have been, it would have been very healthy. The Jewish people would have, if they would have lasted in Egypt for 400 years and let it run its natural course, they would have been purified to be the core Harbarzel. Would have been, this is the famous word, everyone says this, Rav Malal, I'm sure, says this, Yisoid. It would have been cleansed from anything that is deficient in their neshamas. And then when they would have left Egypt and received the Torah, it would have been utopia. It would have been the days of Mashiach. It would have been a perfect world. But what happened? Chaval, chaval, chaval. We got carried away in Egypt. We sunk a rapid decline into the Memteh Shari Tumah. Had we lasted there 1 second more, we would have been abolished. So Hashem says, no, this is going to be plan B. Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov. My approach to Yadus was to be for Klal Yisrael a kel shakai. I wanted to be a kel of shakai. I created a natural world. I really didn't want to do the supernatural. I'm not really interested in the ten makos, the Kriyas Yamsuf, and all the miracles. You have, because that's not reality. We don't live in a world today of miracles. We live in a very ordinary, plain world. There are no miracles. Anyone who tells you there's a miracle is suspect. There's no miracles. People say they have dreams.
Not open miracles.
Miracles wrapped up in nature. Purim, Avada.
Or, as I see it, Hashkacha
Pratis. Hashkacha Pratis. But it's not the real world. If Hashem wanted miracles, we wouldn't be in this world. This is a world of Teva. And the ultimate goal is to sanctify Hashem the way we live today in Teva. That was my plan. Klal Yisrael should come to perfection through a Kel Shakai, where the world, they would reach Gula through Sh'omar Le'olamoy Dai. Just like I built into this world the Koyach in creation, Sh'omar Le'olamoy Dai, mankind also has in him this man is a tzelem Elokim, also has built into him the koyach of dai. You let things run their course and you get a sense of what works, what does not work, and then you say dai. 400 years the Jews would have left Egypt naturally. Isn't that amazing?
How do you explain the akra kenyetu b'kush b'dol?
That's not a kasha. They will leave naturally with being purified. 400 years of slavery. 400 years of slavery, they would be refined to such a degree, that would be the Rechush Gadol, the Rechush, maybe they would have paid them. Injustice, but today, what, the United States is not giving money to the Indians? Ad Hayayim Azeh. They feel the injustice. They feel the slavery, they're not giving money to the African Americans. They're still doing the Rechush Gadol. They're giving them the Rechush Gadol. Now that America has come to realize an injustice was done, we stole the whole America, and we enslaved the African Americans, they really struggle with this. It's a mitzias. Okay, the liberals, right? This is liberals. They struggle with this. We're guilty. We really are. We have done an injustice. Why? Why? Why do they feel this guilt? And Moshe is saying it's because it's natural. She'omar, the same way the Ribbono Shelom built into his will, die. Hashem made a half-baked world. Hashem died. There's an idea. Things run their natural course in a person. It's not like Hashem. I'm really mixing the two up a little bit. But the idea is, people say, die. Enough. They realize. But Hashem says, I can't do that. Because if I'm going to wait until things run their natural course, there won't be a Klal Yisrael left. They're going to be gone. They're gone. And therefore, I have no choice but to Ushmi Hashem loy noidati lohem. I have no choice but to get involved in this world in a supernatural way, which is captured in Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei, we don't say Yudkei Vavkei. We pronounce Yudkei Vavkei Aleph Dalim Nun Yud, because we're not shaykh to Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei is supernatural. It's beyond us. It's above us. But Hashem says, Nu chaval chaval. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they understood what it means a world of dai. Let things run their natural course, and everything will end well. They'll end even better when you're patient and you let things run naturally. Things then even much work out much. But when you have to intervene and twist and go against the grain in order to bring about a result, you're getting involved in the supernatural. I have no choice. That's what we're going to do, and that's the hakdama to the 10 makos of the supernatural in the whole Yisrael.
Have I a question?
You cash first.
The creation being
as a. Say cash first. Say cash.